Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys.
In 2004 at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I saw a cigar-shaped object hovering over the sky. I did not know what it was, and it made me think. It made me question everything. No, not everything to a paranoid thing, but
a little bit.
You know, well, yeah,
somewhat.
Yeah.
Well, you question it. It's interesting.
Well, even simplistic stuff I like to question. Not in a "this isn't real," but kind of like, I guess I like to write fan fiction about life.
That's a good way to put it.
Or I think fan fiction. I don't put pen to paper.
Yeah.
It's okay to be a little skeptical.
Well, yeah, skeptical. That's a good way to say it. It's kind of like what is the freaking word? I don't know. Paranoid. Yeah. I already said it. Not paranoid.
That goes hand in hand with conspiracies, though.
Well,
there's an air of paranoia to them.
I will never forget.
Because they put it on it.
And I can't tell you the day or where I was, but I'll never forget the feeling that I had come upon my body when I heard that Nelson Mandela was still alive.
Yeah.
And that's what started, you know, we talked about the other day.
That's one I knew. I knew he was still alive when that happened.
You knew it.
I did know that one.
I had the feeling that everyone around, not you, but a lot of people had. I feel like I could remember watching TV and then breaking in to say Nelson Mandela dead at whatever year in prison in Africa.
Yeah. The two that got me the most that I've heard were the Fruit of the Loom cornucopia, not being in the logo, even though everybody knows it was, and the Sinbad Genie movie Shazam. That one messed me up good.
And really, with a couple of those, well, you only said two, but with those, there's little things about it that doesn't make sense. People say, well, and this is what gets me, and this is where it aggravates the piss out of me, and you realize, okay, you can't argue with somebody that has their mindset about stuff.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, did you Google it? Did you go past the second page? I'll tell you, and I ain't going to say what I Googled, because it's nothing bad. It has to do with what this conspiracy mystery is about. But I Google what I'm looking up here, and it says 1.83 million results in less than a second. Okay. But then I've done this before. You scroll down, and it's got, you know, more than 10 pages. But when you click to the 10th page, suddenly it drops down to 833 results.
Oh.
So it's showing that it's just replicated information, and it's not different. So, Mandela effect. We've all had these moments. Some of us have, where you're like, man, I remember this that way. That was not, the bear stained bears is another one, the spelling of it.
Yeah.
There's so many different ones. And people will say, well, you just, oh, Luke, I'm not your father. Luke, I'm your father. Or was that from a pizza commercial, or was that from the movie? so weird. And people think with the internet that you can get the answer because, well, Wikipedia. Wikipedia said it.
We blindly trust the internet.
Yeah.
Well, especially Wikipedia. I don't remember when it came to be or where it came from. I know how it works, that it's sourced by the public. And they constantly, on about every fifth search, ask you for a donation.
Yeah,
I
do.
It's kind of like going to, well, I can't say Target anymore. They don't let you. Mm-mm. Walmart. You know, bell ringers and such.
Oh, yeah.
So, the year was 1983. And a song came out, and I loved it. And it, right about then was the time when I was watching shows like Solid Gold and American Bandstand and like anything where I could see live performances or at least lip-syncing performances. And I remember when I saw, I had heard the song, and I was like, I don't even know what this means, but the band looks interesting because this guy's over there wearing sunglasses, and he's got crazy hair, and he's got a beard. And then there's this woman who's got this real sexy voice, but she has a shaved head and it's real orange and she's got like devilish eyes and a smile like a Cheshire cat.
So you're describing the Eurythmics.
I am, Jimmy.
Annie Lennox.
Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart, not to be confused with the Oakland A's Dave Stewart.
Totally different person.
Different guy. So their big song, or one of their big songs, I shouldn't say, but Sweet Dreams. I mean, a lot of people know it.
Had to be their biggest song.
So here's what I want to do. Fatboy, that is the song that I had you have ready to go on cue.
Okay.
So when I point to you, I want you to stop the song. Remember the old game, Push Rock Jukebox we would play?
Push Rock Hero.
Push Rock Hero. I was thinking of Jukebox
It's the Hero. The theme is a parody of Jukebox Hero, yeah.
What was Guitar Hero?
Which is an awful song. God, well, it's a terrible song.
So it's basically where the song will stop and you finish the lyrics. So we're going to play this song from 1983, Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics. And when I say stop, I want each of you one by one to finish the lines, okay? And go. I could totally strip to this. Ah! Okay. Very, very quick.
It happened fast.
All right. Fat boy. Sweet dreams are made of.
It's gotta be this.
Paige, sweet dreams are made of.
These. Who am I to disably? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Did it again.
Yeah. I mean, it's always. Yeah. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world in the seven seas. It's
yeah,
all E's.
That's what I thought.
It's not an S, it's an E's.
Do you remember a guy by the name of Marilyn Manson?
Oh, yeah.
He did a cover of the song,
he
too.
He did. That's his first big song.
Now, let's...
First hit.
Let's see if we can notice any difference of his version of it. It's a little slower.
It's a good cover.
But you're saying, oh, could you strip to that one, Matt?
Hell, yeah, you
yes,
could.
I could. I would I've be more it. Seductive. Sultry. Oh.
You know, I've probably listened to his version more than the Eurythmics.
But you wouldn't dance to it as fast.
Page 9 says, sweet dreams are made of these.
I don't dance, I rock.
If you're too loud, it's too old.
That's right.
Be a sweetie, wipe the city.
Boy.
Fat Boy says, sweet dreams are made of this. I've heard that song now since it came out. Always, sweet dreams are made of these.
Yeah. I said piss. No, I didn't say this.
So, Eurythmics, let's play it. Let Annie finish what she says.
Can we dance to it after?
I'm doing it right now.
I was kidding.
Okay. Now let's hear Marilyn again. I'll put my top back on.
Good.
Okay. Now, who am I to disagree? I travel the world in the seven seas.
Yeah.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Sweet dreams are made of these. But we're wrong. And Fat Boy's right.
Oh, is it?
And let me tell you something. I know of two, maybe a third time. There was a night where I have a hard time recalling some of the memories, but I do remember getting on the stick and doing some karaoke. And I would always go to that song because it was always easy to remember if I couldn't see the teleprompter or
There's
whatever.
Not many words to it.
Yeah, I could always. And I know for a fact that it's sweet dreams are made of these. Think about the rhyming. These. Who am I to disagree? Ooh. I travel the world and the seven seas.
This does not rhyme with any of that.
But you go and you look up the lyrics, and they're all saying, sweet dreams are made of this.
Well, there's what Highway to Hell lyrics say, and there's what it actually is. There's that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You're listening with a spiced ear, Jim.
Dang, man. I never thought of it.
It's not a thought of.
That's why I never did it.
No. Annie Lennox herself, in a interview, and this was back in the 90s, was asked about the lyrics of this. And in this, and this is in Rolling Stone, so it's printed, she said, sweet dreams are made of this. Talking about this life we live.
Yeah.
Sweet dreams are made of these. If you want to over listen to it, she's maybe saying the years, but yeah. She's saying sweet dreams are made of these. It always has been, and there was some glitcheroony where it got switched over, and you literally have, and we were just a great example of it. 75% of people remember it as sweet dreams are made of these.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them who did it at the karaoke.
Yeah, or it could have been in the recording where it flowed better and went back and edited it.
But when does that happen? When they change the lyrics of a song because it flow better?
A lot.
But how does what are you basing that on?
Just for recording purposes. I think that maybe they went and edited it. Sound different.
Sweet home, Florida. Oh, guys, if you do Alabama, it'll go better.
Yeah, it will.
It will.
You literally have, look.
That's one of those songs people don't get, though, Sweet Home Alabama.
Even on the text, I'd say 2 out of 10 are saying, yeah, it was sweet dreams made of this, but it was always these.
I always heard these.
These and C's. It rhymes.
It's one of those songwriting things people do. A lot of rock bands are terrible about it. Anytime it's the word me, it's always May.
Yep.
Every time.
It's gonna be May. Yeah. That song also, which is even more interesting to me, is was not even written by Annie Lennox.
Was Dave do it?
It was written by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people.
Like a modern country song.
Yeah. It's just, there's so many examples of that stuff, man. Like somebody texted in about that. I saw this the other day, and the Ford logo now has that little swirly on the F. I sure as hell don't remember that. Google it.
Well, somebody texted in, it's actually Sweet Dreams Are Made of D's.
No, you're thinking the Snoop Dogg song.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about it goes all the way around the logo, like in a circle.
No, the Ford logo?
Yeah.
No, it's got like on the F in the font, it's got a little swirly on it now. And I don't remember that.
Huh. That. Yeah. I don't know.
It looks like it says F-E-O-R-D now.
I may never have paid attention.
Fjord.
And what I can explain, I think, is the Berenstain Bears, because most people had those books where they could read good.
Oh, that's true. I remember getting those in elementary school.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be weird if I got them any later in life, huh? Okay, we're going to open up phones. We can discuss that further. 9, you want to respond to that text asking about the AC/DC song.
As soon as I'm done correcting this guy who thinks Beautiful People was Manson's first hit, yeah.
What was his first hit?
Sweet Dreams.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Came out the year before.
Yeah, that was the one where he's dressed like a witch on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Rise Guys.
Ah, see, that's the thing. This is not an example of just misheard lyrics. It's not. First of all, I don't know how karaoke was invented. I believe it came from the Orient. Secondly, I don't know how people hold the lyrics.
Matt, I can tell you, Jimmy Crane from Piedmont, South Carolina, invented karaoke.
I swear I thought it came from China or Japan.
Japan.
Local product karaoke.
Really?
No.
Oh. Well, I remember doing it at karaoke, and yeah. I know without a shadow of a doubt, Sweet Dreams were made of these. It was never this. And then the other question that I'll answer in a compilation is, what do I attribute it to? Because a lot of people, said, do you think it's time travel? The way I see time travel, if available, is if you, we'll use the McFly example. If I went back and stopped my dad from meeting my mom, I would not exist to do so.
Yeah.
Like that's like the ripple effect or like the butterfly effect maybe. I don't know which effect it is.
That's what screws up all Back to the Future.
Maybe it's we're on a hidden camera magic TV show and it's the Carbonaro effect.
Dang
it. You might be right, Matt, man.
Hold on, I'm going to bring up the screen. Let's talk to, 1-800-774-0093. I'm saying it too fast again. 1-800-774-0093. It's P1 Day Day. Day Day, good morning.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, guys.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's going on? I'm sorry, go ahead. Am I jumping the gun?
No, you're good.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I was just calling to refer back to the Shazam comment, the movie, the Shaquille O'Neal genie movie. And referring back to just about everything y'all said, I specifically and remember like bits and pieces of that movie.
Oh yeah,
you can't tell me that's not real. That's crazy.
But like, the internet,
you're trying to mess with my brain now.
I know, that's the thing is that the internet will tell you no, you're wrong. And then people will say, well, let me look it up. And then that same internet will give them the same result. And 90% of the time, it leads to Wiki and, Pedia, not the leaks.
Yeah.
and then it's like, okay, well, then that's it. That's the be-all, end-all. That's what the internet says.
Man, that's crazy because, like I said, I'm 37 years old, and that's I can remember a time before the internet. I mean, it was very briefly. It had just got big whenever I was coming into junior high and all that. And you know, you couldn't
you couldn't just Google everything and like the song lyrics. You actually listen to them. You could go on, what was it? Shoot, where was all them places you could go and look up the lyrics of your
Music Match, whatever. Yeah. Music Genie.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
You had to learn your lyrics.
Day-Day, let me ask you this, because a couple texts came in about this. I think we've talked about this before, but it kind of popped it in again. Do you remember Ed McMahon from The Tonight Show?
Or Star Search?
Or Star Search, Ed McMahon.
Yes!
I do, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Do you remember it?
Am I incorrect in that?
What if I told you he never existed? No, I'm kidding.
Right.
Do you...
What?
Now listen. All right. Wow. Thank you for calling, Day-Day. Have a good morning,
sir. Thank you, Day-Day.
Well, it's tough. Day-Day wasn't following along, and it was. I'll do the routine on Fat Boy. No, you're laughing at me. I'll do it on page.
That did not sound like Mike Epps at all. By the way, you can understand
I'm
him
curious.
On the phone.
Ed McMahon, known for Star Search, known for the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson,
and
also for giving away money when you bought subscriptions to magazines for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Oh,
right?
Did he not show up at the door with balloons?
It never happened.
Oh, no.
That's a weird one, too, man.
I specifically remember, hi, I'm Ed McMahon for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Right?
And you could buy these books, and I'll show up with a big check.
Yeah, because people would say that. I'm going to enter this so Ed can show up at the house with balloons.
He and the prize team would show up.
Yes, and the team.
Prize patrol, they call
it.
Yes. I saw people win. Like, I've seen it.
Yeah. But
it's
real. According to, again,
apparently,
our source, the internet says no.
He worked for American Family, not Publishers.
That didn't even sound.
I can't even hear it in my mind, but I can hear him saying in his voice, Publishers Clearinghouse. It's
Ed
the weirdest
McMahon
thing, man.
For Publishers Clearinghouse. Publisher. What's the other one? American what?
American Family.
I don't even... That sounds like a horrible show on ABC.
Hmm.
Not because it's American, but the writing would probably be poor.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So he would say the American Family Publishers Sweepstakes, not Publishers Clearinghouse.
Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Strange. And you know what? He died in 2009, so we can't find out the truth.
No.
He would tell us. He seemed like an honest guy.
I loved him.
Oh, he was great.
I loved
such a charming man.
He had a great laugh.
3¾ stars.
That was one of my things when I stayed with my grandparents on the weekends. Hee-Haw, Star Search, then later on Dr. Quinn and Star Search.
Wasn't a solid gold guy, huh?
Mm-mm.
Solid gold.
My grandparents wouldn't go for that. They wouldn't work hard.
My daddy asked me to turn it down sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Let's go to Asheville, North Carolina, talk to Nick. Hey, Nick.
How you doing?
Good, sir.
So, do you remember the Monopoly Man having a monocle or not a monocle?
I remember a monocle.
He never had a monocle.
I'm sure
never.
He didn't.
And then,
I'm thinking Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, that's what we're...
He's a baby now.
Mm. I feel like that could be the common misconception. But then people remember Curious George with a tail. However, I do not.
As long as the dude had a yellow hat, I'm straight on Curious George.
Curious George. Wait a minute. I cannot remember the. I remember Curious George. That was around the same time for in my life, Baird Stain Bears. So I don't remember if he had a tail or not.
Yeah.
But what's the.
He definitely had no tail.
Never had a tail.
Never had a tail.
I'm looking at old images of him here with no tail.
Yeah. Wow.
And then all these things are called Mandela effects. And.
Oh.
The reason they're called Mandela Effect is because I learned in school that Nelson Mandela died in prison.
Well, see, that's
he
one
never
I
died in prison.
That's one that I wasn't on board with when everybody was shot. But I'm like, no, I know he's alive. He's been alive, or he just died.
This is Groundhog Day right now.
Yeah.
Thank you,
but
Nick.
That was
yes.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
See, that's an example of how quickly our audience turns over
that's
in
right.
15, 20 minutes.
I wasn't being a dick to Nick, but we had just went over the whole Mandela effect.
Bachelor like party.
30 minutes ago. It's totally fine.
Nick the Dick, bachelor party.
And then some.
Uh-huh. Foot long.
Robert? Maybe it's Robert. Who knows? Good morning.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on. So, I was wondering if y'all knew about the, ever wondered about the, or heard about the Chick-fil-A thing. Like, I always remember the first word being C-H-I-C. Now it's C-H-I-C-K. Like, why spell one word right?
I think I remember it being just a C.
Wow, man. What's the look on my face right now?
The painting, The Scream. I'm like, whoa.
You look like Munch.
I worked there for many years, and I remember it both ways. Wow.
But it's okay right now.
I don't know. Normally, I have something of their logo around me.
Well, I'm a signature member. Let me take a look.
It's okay right now. I mean, Fat Boy has the app he uses five times a week.
Oh, yeah, I got
remember.
The app. Yeah, I got the app.
Yep.
There's a K in it?
There's a K.
Dude.
I mean, it wouldn't be Chick Fil A.
Well, it's Fila if we're getting down to brass tacks. Like I said last night on Twitter, I don't know why we have a pair of boots, a set of hoots. What was the other thing? You might rip a couple poots.
Yeah.
But then we have feet.
Mm-hmm.
I want to wear cowboy boots on my foots.
Yeah. Now, how's it poot but foot? It should be foot.
Food. It should be foot.
Should be foot.
Like one of them crappy beds you sleep
foots.
On. Yeah. Let's go to, you know what? This is about done with. This is going to be the same recycling of stuff.
Well, let's do it one more time. That's a Mandela effect in itself.
All right, then we will.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
It's the same guy. Never mind. You didn't hang up on him. Now you just did. Goodbye, Robert.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of those, man. I mean, we could go on about it for a long time. We keep finding them.
Like, I'm not play acting here. Really, with the Chick-fil-A thing, man, that's grounded me hard right there. Because, like, I remember it both. I remember it with a C only. And to see now there's a K in it.
Would you have anything with a C on it? You know, you could maybe sell. Might be worth a little something.
Just photos of X's that I wrote graphic words on.
Yeah.
All those nuggets you traded out for apple pies or whatever. Maybe those boxes had a C on them.
I never looked into this deep enough, but a couple people text in to 72341, TLCMotors.com text line, that you can look up clips from Tom Green's show to see Ed McMahon explain that whole thing back when he was alive and Tom Green had a show.
Oh, you can also see Jesse James Dupree saw his desk in half.
Man, Tom Green was mad.
So, proving that he did or did not?
That he was American Family Publisher sweepstakes.
Yeah, but how does the early life stuff, Berenstain Bears, Curious George, your mind is forming, whatever you remember. But for the collective to remember that, it's a totally different company. And you can say, you hear him in your head saying, Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yeah, I think a lot of it would have to do with, think about how fast stuff happened in the 20th century. Think about 1900 versus 1999.
Mm.
So much more advancement than at any other time in human history. It was. We can't go that fast in terms of evolution. We couldn't keep up with the Industrial Revolution, man. And now it's going even further in the last 20 years. I think that has something to do with it.
And what, another $1 trillion we're giving to new high-speed technology.
Yeah. I mean, we're constantly overstimulated nowadays.
Let's go back to 2G. Slow it down a bit. Paige, I want you to slowly do the headlines for us. What are you working on the plex?
Well, we're going to talk about sleep and relaxation. Do you get a good night's sleep? We're going to find out what Americans would give up for perfect sleep every night. Next in your Ice Guys headlines.
Oh, man. One of these fun things.
We're getting some fun dad jokes.
A year of life. I'll give up a year of life.
Why does your nose run but your feet smell?
My eyebrows forever. Why do I drive in on a parkway and park on a driveway?
That's
I don't get it, guys.
Top one I'm looking at.
Morning, everybody.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paging with you, and we begin with this. A conversation about sleep. And what would you give up in exchange for perfect sleep in your life?
It's a rare thing.
Give me an option. I can't just pull these out of the the air.
You talking about good sleep every night?
Yes.
Oh, man, I get like one night a month.
Well, here's the choices. Eating out for 1 month.
Well, right now it's been pretty easy.
Seeing friends for 1 month. TV movies for 1 month. TV and movies for 1 month.
What about movies that are made for guys who love movies?
Oh, yeah.
Music for 1 month.
Fat Boy's done that for a decade.
He doesn't like music. There's some he dislikes, but he doesn't actually like any of it.
Yeah. It's hard to keep up.
Or would you give up your cell phone for 1 month? What would you give up if you had the choice and you would have perfect sleep?
Like, does that mean number of hours, I guess?
It differs for everybody. Yesterday when I said that I step sometimes to 11 and get up at 4, people were just like, "You gonna kill yourself?" Blah, blah, blah. It's like, it kind of works for me. And then I catch up on like 10 hours on Saturday.
Yeah, I pulled plenty of all-nighters. You know what? In my 30s, it's way easier than it was in my 20s.
Yeah, and you're a distorted picture of health.
I am. But, I don't know. Like, I literally can't give up the cell phone because I'd probably get fired from my job. I can't get in my work email without it.
That's true. And, I use Ambien still. It still works.
Yeah.
And it there's no fighting it.
And boom.
I get up at 3:30 a.m. I don't want to sleep 8 hours. I don't want to go to sleep at 7:30.
So here's the breakdown. 38% of us would give up eating out for 1 month. 28% would give up seeing friends for a month.
I hate that show.
I haven't watched it in years.
27% would give up TV and movies for a month.
You know, she didn't get off the plane to go see Ross.
Oh, Rachel?
Yeah. Mandela effect.
And 25% would give up music for 1 month. But here's the thing.
What do you do when you drive?
I don't know. It'd be quiet time, I guess, for 1 month because you'd be rested. Here's the thing. 18% of us say they'd give up their cell phone for 1 month in exchange for perfect sleep.
Yeah.
Might be.
So those people say that, but then when it gets down to it,
they sacrifice the sleep.
Yeah.
For Facebook. I mean, you got to have something to do when you're supposed to be watching your kids.
Or what do you do when you use in the bathroom?
I don't want to read another shampoo bottle. I have to get Bojangles to start bringing you the paper. He won Bojangles at the restaurant.
The newspaper and magazines again.
Drive up to your window. Sling it in there.
Yeah.
Stick my arm in the door so I don't see your privates. Love the show. You know what I used to do before cell phones? I had a little Yahtzee game on the toilet. You could only play it when you used the bathroom. It never left the bathroom.
Ooh.
A little handheld Yahtzee.
I'm sure. Handheld by lots of hands.
Not many.
Well, full-size hands,
you know,
too.
A lot of people are better at wiping than I am, so.
Oh.
I can see that.
They worry about other people. Not me.
You never get confused and start playing the role of toilet paper and switcheroo it, did you?
That's good.
Never wiped with the game.
Yeah, they don't have that at Cracker Barrel, do they? You can't go in there and get pegged in the bathroom.
I beg your pardon.
The fun game that they have there.
You can do it on the patio area or inside the restaurant. Yeah,
you can play big ass checkers,
huge checkers.
But it's hard to do in a rocking chair.
It is,
and I don't need one, by the way.
Waylon tie you to a tree.
Still got neon in his veins.
Well, let's talk about Al Pacino, and he was nominated for an Academy Awards, and
what?
He was twice nominated for Academy Awards. He's a great actor.
He was
actor.
Nominated for an Academy Awards, Matt.
Yes.
Done?
Let me finish a sentence.
We did. There was a period there. We heard it.
Okay. He was the biggest protagonist of The Godfather. Don't you agree? He's a great actor.
Oh, he's tremendous.
Well, here's the story.
Godfather wouldn't have been the movie it was without him.
Would The Godfather be the same without Al Pacino?
I just said it wouldn't.
Because Diane Keaton says that he wasn't their first pick. They didn't want him in the film.
There's an entire 10-episode series on Paramount Plus. It's great. It's called The Offer. It's about the making of that. And yeah, the people who wanted him were
Offer.
Coppola and Al Ruddy. Nobody else did. The studio did not want Al Pacino in that movie.
Who did they want?
I think Jimmy Kahn, who wound up playing Sonny, was one of the choices.
Sydney Porter.
Wow. So according to Diane, she said that she auditioned for The Godfather having never read it or knew nothing about it, and she was already cast. And then, you know, they brought in Al, and they didn't even want him, but he ended up getting casted for the role.
Let's see. They considered Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford, Warren Beatty, Ryan O'Neal, and Jack Nicholson. Martin Sheen, too. Frank Langella.
And I'm surprised she did it because she couldn't wear gloves up to her elbows like she does now.
Yeah.
Why do you not want me in the movie? Yeah. I'm Michael Corleone. Yeah.
Michael. Michael Corleone.
I killed my brother. Al Neary did it on the boat.
David Carradine auditioned for Michael Corleone, and Tommy Lee Jones was briefly considered.
You remember the first Rise Guys logo was actually the Godfather logo.
It was.
It was the, and then underneath Rise Guys instead of Godfather. Mm-hmm. With the whole puppet thing, too. It's like, what is that?
All the font, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, he would have been good, old Tommy Lee Jones.
Well, to your reference a moment ago, Fatboy, do you remember the song Neutron Dance by the Poitier Sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't popular. Tommy Lee Jones make that Italian guy from New York a little bit southern, though?
He would. <It'd be>
awful.
I knows you, Fredo. Knows you.
Well, and plus with Pacino, again, awesome actor, but he's got the same, I don't know, it's not Reed, that's what we say in radio, but the same cadence or...
See, he didn't have that yet when The Godfather came out. That's why it's so great, and he's so great in it. He hadn't settled into that groove of doing the same thing in every movie.
Yeah.
Like, he was doing Dog Style Afternoon. It was kind of like, you know, kind of toned down. Yeah. But he's southern now, too, Al Pacino.
Yeah, everybody is. It's the way to be.
Did Mario Puzo, was he cool with them being in it?
That I don't know.
I don't think he cared as much about the casting. He was just working like on the script with Coppola, and he was eating a lot of cake and pie and stuff. And they had to watch him because he had diabetes.
Would he give up eating out for his cell phone?
Yeah, because he left his wife in New York. Nice. He went to L.A.
Going to do a deal with a guy named Hyman Roth.
Oh!
Cuban fella.
Oh.
I know he killed his wife.
That sounds like Andrew Dice Pacino.
Yeah. Hey, Fat Boy, give me a Tommy Lee Jones just when I thought I was out. They pulled me back in.
Just when I thought I was out. They pulled me back in.
And now
I'm back in it.
Will you now do...
I killed my mother's son.
No, happy face.
This is my happy face.
I think y'all just play that one for us. Go ahead, pull it up.
Oh yeah, I got it.
I love it, man. What was it, Man of the House or...
Maybe.
I never saw the movie.
Oh. I never saw it either, man.
Oh, I did. It was...
But that clip is great.
Is that your happy face?
This is my happy face. Damn, it was the movie.
It is Man of the House. You right.
Yeah, it was.
It's on HBO Max right now.
Oh, is it really? I'm going to go watch that one part.
You better before you cancel it when it ain't no good no more in 6 months.
Oh, come on, man.
Discovery's going to kill it, man. They already started. They're going to murder HBO
How?
Max.
Oh, just getting all the good stuff?
There's going to be no original content left except, like, Chris and Joanna Gaines.
Oh. They have their own network, too.
Yeah.
And I think they have, like, a quarter of every Target.
Yeah. Magnolia.
This is a happy five.
This is my happy five.
And I can explain that real briefly, a little more detail. HBO always focused on content, loved original content, all their great series, all their original movies and stuff. Discovery, since the merger of Time Warner Discovery, they're strictly focused on bottom line, like a publicly traded company always is. They don't care about quality. They don't care if it's good, just money.
And plus, at the first of the month, sometimes you will see the switcheroo of movie franchises.
They just trade them.
It's like you go into a yard sale and you're seeing something from the neighbor across the street who went to the yard sale across the street and bought something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I didn't buy that cardigan when Tony was selling it. Why am I going to buy it from you, Keith?
I want it now, Michael.
And we were spoiled because there was a lot of new premieres on there during COVID time, but that's all changed. So you're still paying the same prices.
I think Netflix would be down 30% had it not been for Tiger King. I'm serious. That brought people back into the subscription. There was money flowing in with the stimulus stuff, and they're like, oh, $19 a month. Who cares? And it just stayed on there. And then when the economy got whatever and blah, blah, people started looking at it like, $19 a month? I've seen all these Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
Not again.
Netflix wound up in a weird position where they got – they were put on the same level as, like, Google and Apple and Amazon. But they just have movies you can stream. That's all they do.
Well,
they're not a big tech company. They're a streaming service.
And those tech companies are also advertising companies.
There they are.
And Netflix doesn't have any content to. They advertise their own content.
Yeah.
There's no.
And when they do ads, they partner with Microsoft for that.
It's a so they've already they own that space for whatever they want to shove in there.
Yeah.
God, man, I wish I was a baron.
But where Google and Amazon make all their money is ads all over the entire internet, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Stuff you don't even realize are ads.
Yeah.
Well, as I sit here in the CallRob.com studios.
Well, on page, those You Rise Guys headlines.
TLCMotors.com text line.
TLCMotors.com text line is 72341. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nine, your best damn audio. You've teased us. You going to please us next?
Yeah, I am, man. Oh, I hope to. I hope to. Some of you won't like it, but most of you will. You won't believe who made his debut at the Grand Ole Opry last weekend.
Floyd Mayweather.
And oh, I have a mystery person singing a different song. You got to figure out who it is.
I'm going to go Lil Yachty. I agree with you, Paige. Paige and I own Lil Yachty. We'll find out the answer next in Nine's Best Damn Audio. Morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.